Today we are welcoming all the participants for the English meter discussion. So I would like to ask Venerable Dhamma Vijaya to present the discussion.
Yes, Bhante, we can go ahead and start with the appointed topic if you'd like. This is the Sanyutta Nikaya, Devata Sanyutta, and we're on verse 9 or Sutta 9. Now, so
before going into that, does anyone have anything to report beforehand?
Yeah, there's nothing from this end.
Okay, we can start with the book.
Okay, Swami Nanta, we'll have Dhammalankara, Venerable Dhammalankara, we'll read the Pali verse and the Sinhala translation.
Good.
Authorized. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Sanyutta Nikaya palamu pota devata sanyutte nala vagge namavana sutraya namana kama sutraya. Ekamantan titakosa devata bhagavato santike imam gatam abhasi na mana kamasa dhammo idatti na mota matti asamahitassa eko aranye viharam pamatto na macchuddhiyassa tareyya paranti. එකත් පසක සිටි ඒ දෙවිතෙමේ භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ සමීපෙහි මේ ගාථාව කීය. මෙහි මානය කැමැත්තහුට දමයෙක් හිතෙහි සන්හුන් පැවැත්මෙක් නැත. සමාධියක් නැත්තහුට මෞනයෙක් සිවුමග නුවනෙක් නැත. වනෙහි හුදකලාව ප්‍රමත්තව වෙසෙන්නේ සසර පරතෙරට හෙවත් නිවනට නොපැමිණින්නේය. මානම් පහය සුසමාහිතත්තෝ සුචේතසෝ සබ්බදි විප්පමුත්තෝ ඒකෝ අරඤ්ඤේ විහෙරං අප්පමත්තෝ ස මච්චු දෙයියස්ස තරෙය්‍ය පාරන්ති. මානය දුරලා මැනවින් එකඟූ සිත් ඇති බුදුන් සියලු උපදීන්ගෙන් මිදුණු අප්‍රමන්තව හුදකලාව වෙනෙහි වෙසෙන හෙතෙමේ සසර පරතිරට පැමිණෙන්නේයි.
And the English is, this is Sutta 9, one prone to conceit. At Savati, standing to one side, that Devata recited this verse in the presence of the Blessed One. There is no taming here for one fond of conceit, nor is there sagehood for the unconcentrated. Though dwelling alone in the forest, heedless, one cannot cross beyond the realm of death. And the Blessed One replies, having abandoned conceit, well concentrated, with lofty mind, everywhere released. While dwelling alone in the forest, diligent, one can cross beyond the realm of death. That's all, Swaminansa.
Yeah, so therefore, we have to understand the basic mindset. The basic mindset. And that mindset is more important. If you have that mindset, definitely you will be with that destiny. If you do not have this mindset, first of all, you have to learn it, book knowledge, and then you have to contemplate an inferential knowledge. Once that is formulated, once that is aligned only, the motivation happens. Without that, whatever you are doing is quite artificial. So that is how the evolution of a insight meditation within oneself. So therefore, one has to listen. So this today's discussion, we try to facilitate some of the participants with the basic knowledge, theoretical knowledge, book knowledge. There may be some others, those who are somewhat listen to that, and by the discussion, by the way of discussion, we can develop inferential knowledge, deductive knowledge, how much we can rationalize it, rational knowledge. Once that happens, Kusala Chanda, the desire to do it and see it will happen. It's a natural phenomenon. Otherwise, that is without the theoretical knowledge and the inferential knowledge, if you try to do it, it may help, but putting the cart before the horse. So therefore, these discussions in the middle is giving some kind of theoretical knowledge and help facilitate the deductive knowledge, and then inviting each and everyone to create the mindset for meditation, mindset for solitude, mindset for mindfulness or insight. So this is the way it is happening, but this is a smooth, linear method. But there may be some radical, quick turns also, but this is what the more secured method. So these suttas are giving the gist of it. This is not give the long rational way. This long and fairly short rational path you can find in the Dīgha Nikāya and in the Majjhima Nikāya, Saṅyutta Nikāya, Sutta Nipāta, Kutaka Nikāya. They give the gist of it, the blink of it. So we have to understand and must not underestimate the theoretical knowledge, must not underestimate the inferential knowledge. Mahārishi Sayadaw tried to write the value of the inferential knowledge, but don't put in front of the practical knowledge. You have to have the practical knowledge first, but the inferential knowledge has to be followed back by the theoretical knowledge, the way it is happening. So when the basic practice is not there, practicing itself will not be giving that much of result. That's what I thought of sharing in this moment.
Any other views? Thank you, Swaminansa. Yes, we have a question, Swaminansa, or a comment.
Sorry, Swaminansa. This is Mosada speaking.
Please speak louder.
The Mosada speaking here, Swaminansa. I just wanted to get your understanding on what the English translation means when it says everywhere released. Perhaps we may need to repeat it, where it says living with a mind everywhere released.
Can Dhamma Vijita repeat the same English part, translation, please?
Yes, Swaminansa. And so that is, there is no taming here for one fond of conceit, nor is there sagehood for the unconcentrated. Though dwelling alone in the forest heedless, one cannot cross beyond the realm of death. Okay. And then the Blessed One says, having abandoned conceit, well concentrated, with lofty mind, everywhere released, while dwelling alone in the forest, diligent, one can cross over the realm of death. And there is, Bhikkhu Bodhi does say something about everywhere released in the commentary. Would you like me to mention that, Swaminansa?
I am waiting for Bhikkhu Bodhi's presentation.
Yes, Swaminansa. It's just a moment. Okay. To this, we might add that the last phrase, everywhere released, sabbadi vipamutto, points to the culmination of the threefold training in liberation, vimutti. So he speaks of in the commentary that this couplet is an implicit formation of the threefold training. By abandoning of conceit, the higher virtue, adisila, is implied. By well concentrated, susamma hitato, the training in concentration or higher mind, adivit, adicitta, And the lofty mind, sucetaso, denoting a mind endowed with wisdom, the training in higher wisdom, adipanya. So these, the threefold training is implied by this whole part, this part of the sutta, and then the mind everywhere released is regarding the culmination of the threefold training in liberation, vimutti.
And that is a normal linear system, sila, samadhi, panya. But whenever someone is practicing sila, that means moral restraint, they find very difficult to concentrate because they have always nivarana. Because earlier, before sila, when they have become, when they were just commoners, when they were just citizen Jones, they were not restraining themselves. So therefore, they are transgressing and breaking rules and kind of thing. And the court and the police will decide. We don't know. But whenever someone is concerned about moral restraint, moral responsibility, he or she will restrain. And that is going beyond sila restraint. And whenever they try to sit and cross-legged and closed eyes, they are obsession. By nivaranas become hyperactive and they are very sensitive. Mercilessly, they become self-accusing. That is very common for the mendicants. They are good. More than earlier, they are good in keeping the bodily, verbally activities, sila. But they don't know whenever you are controlling these physical, verbal activities, nivaranas or hindrances or obsessional part will aggravate. So that is the completely opposite of concentration, the second restraint. So that is the world we are talking about, the meditation world, mendicant world. But there are, someone has to understand, you have to be a little sympathetic, you have to be a little soft with the nivaranas, because nivarana is a good indication. You are in the sila sikha, and physical verbal part may be correct, but you see when that restraint happens, mental part becomes aggravated. So be with it and try to be with your primary object as much as possible. For many says it is impossible. So therefore the sila sikha and samadhi sikha contradict. That contradiction can be sorted out when you have self-sympathy. You must have understanding. Now I'm a patient. I am in the hospital. I am in a meditation center. So there is no chances for killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. There are no lying, slandering, tail cutting and harsh words. But instead the mind reflection, the shadow of the mind. So it is not a transgression. That part no meditators give in a proper rationality. They are obsessed. So therefore, be with that. Try to be with one thought moment or two thought moments life to the primary object. More and more you be the primary object. Instead of fighting, the nivaranas will be less and less. That difference don't many meditators do not understand in the scientific way. They become emotional. They try to see it from the sila sikha. So the moral restraint, their morality becomes a hindrance, becomes an obsession. Simply appear like self-hatred. Or they will think, give up the meditation, just go and live the normal life because it is less tension, less suffering. This part of weakness and this part of complication, of this part of the negativity, not due to the disqualification of the yogi, is not due to the mistake of the yogi. It's a mistake of the teacher. Teacher must understand the yogi is new to this situation. Don't aggravate, don't add fuel. Just let he or she to continue and try its best. Be in the present moment. Be mindful. Be with your primary object. And there you have to separate the mindfulness and the concentration. That's the most difficult part. Many people try to just jump into concentration to get rid of hindrances, but the instant mindfulness is telling, hindrances are aggravated because of your self-restraint, self-restraint. So it is natural. Be sympathetic. And that does not completely cut off be in the present moment. You can be in the present moment with the perfection of the mind. You can be in the present moment with the understanding of the nivaranas, hindrances, obsession. It is quite possible. I would try to say, it's possible more than what you think. So instead of gearing into that, if you try to be 100% concentrated, no sila transcription, no nivarana kind of thing, that means you are self-conscious. So these are the hints, empirical hints that extract from this kind of suttas. So it is not talking about the sundry items, it is just talking about the gist, the blink. But then whenever you develop, you say, you make the short, long story short, whenever you develop certain amount of concentration, that concentration creates conceit. Earlier the sila make conceit, now the concentration make conceit is more subtle, more complicated. So develop concentration as a series of dhammata, it's a chain action. It's not you. This concentration is not mine. There is nothing to be proud about, but it is facilitated. That instead of facilitating, if you are bragging about that and kind of thing, I have seen 50 years of that kind of a mad world. Talking about the concentration and achievement and kind of thing, I can see they are confused. I can see they are arrogant. I can see they are lack of beginner's mind. And I can see they are ready to commit suicide if the concentration is not there. So that is also, Upanishad Sahaja says, because of the weakness of the teacher. One has to say, even then when you put the concentration, be aware of the conceit, that is, we call it percolation, just now percolation, that is never talked in the Western psychology, but in the Buddhist psychology, Vanchanika Dhamma, Shata Dhamma, Mayavi Dhamma, well explained. This is more prominent in teachers than yogis. So all the teachers must be yogis, all the teachers must be beginners, then anyone can correct me, or he, she. But thing is, the communication gap and kind of thing make a prestigious pedestal and put on your image on the pedestal and start whitewashing. So that is the way, that's the point where the discussion is very important. Everyone must be vulnerable to the criticism. And you have to criticize not in a personal level, as the outside observer. Of course, mindfulness also internal observer. External observer is the core practitioner, maybe senior practitioners, but observing capacity is equal. In the mindfulness, the senior practitioners, beginners, everyone can observe. Non-Buddhist, non-meditators. That is the point where the stage of discussion is important. That's why we try to take at least 1 hour more than interviews to discuss. That is what I thought of sharing in this discussion.
Thank you, Swaminansa. Sounds like you're really encouraging mindfulness and over concentration. Concentration will come as we practice, but if we focus on mindfulness in our everyday life and in meditation, being mindful, then we are supporting our practice and our awareness of our behavior and our actions and everything. So mindfulness includes everything. So if we can focus on that, then we take care of the whole practice comes along, and we is that would you say that's what you're saying?
I will give another evidence or witness what you are trying to explain, that the concentration, you have to always balance with the energy. Concentration itself do not know, but the virya factor is the rivalry. So therefore, whenever the concentration high, it undermines the virya factor. You always feel to sit and meditate. Don't do no walking meditation, no working meditation. Ultimately, you become lethargic, no digestion, no sleeping, and you can't concentrate. So concentration also will be affected. I'm talking in the general term. But mindfulness says, now concentration high, virya less. Or now virya high, concentration is less. That comparison, that indicator, it is another function of mindfulness. It is more inclined to clear comprehension, pati sampajanya. So therefore, mindfulness is giving the balance between the sampajanya and samadhi, saddha, vidya, and energy. And mindfulness never becomes too much. I'm repeating, too much wisdom will undermine your faith. Too much faith undermine your wisdom. Too much concentration undermine your energy. Too much energy undermine your concentration. But just like five fingers, the center finger, the longest, the biggest, and that can see all the others. So that function of mindfulness is like a CCTV camera. The CCTV camera, whatever recorded, is not non-judgmental, not partial, no human error. So that is what most of the practitioners lost. Instead, they wanted to have concentration, because it is very, very soothing and very teasing and boosting your ego. That I can see from far away, that when they are talking and working, how much they are self-boosting, how much egotism, how much arrogance they have. So when the mindfulness is coming in forefront, you become very humble. You become very down to earth. You become a very beginner's mind. So people, they are not happy. They say the Buddhism is the best. Religion is a language. It must not compare with others. And we are superior. We have Dhammaditti. We have correct view. So that kind of arrogance, very difficult for an open discussion to happen. But the mindfulness, giving equal chances for the beginners and the elderly people, because it's an observation, it is not a judgment. It is suspended decision, equally suspended attention. So I am repeating what you are telling, indicating yes, that is your observation is correct.
Thank you, Swami Nansa. That's a fantastic. I really appreciate your balance, giving it balancing and the whole. Practice is a balancing, and mindfulness is providing the awareness to balance the different parts of the path.
So that is being indicated in the Patisamvita Magga, that is the book of discrimination, at the brim of Upachara Samadhi, how to understand Upachara Samadhi. They are, of course, it is Samatha meditation. Whenever Jnanarama quoted it, he says four aspects. That is to say, tatta jatanam dhammanam anativattanantena sampansana. You have to be aware that by meditation you develop faith and the wisdom. That must be balanced. By your meditation, you develop the energy and the concentration. That must be balanced. Normal people not stating, it is not a matter, it is irrelevant. So therefore, tatta jatanam dhammanam anativattanantena sampansana. And the other one is tadupaka viryavahanattena. That means when the balancing happens, the energy you have to exert becomes less and less. Just like from the first gear to the second gear to the third gear to the fourth gear. The energy consumption for a distance less. So instead, if you are trying, striving and fighting, you are making yourself very uncomfortable. And in Dhyanang Ekara Satyena, all the four aspects, all the five aspects must be aimed to Nibbana, not to the same egotism, not to the arrogance, not to the book knowledge, that all come to the one-pointedness and centered and samprayukta shaktiya, that means integrated energy must be aiming at Nibbana, till that you may be in the practicing with the worldly mentality, no harm. But when it is coming to the maturity, everything gets harnessed, and then aiming at the Nibbana, then you are no more. Humanness is more or less. You become superhuman. Your energy becomes higher level. And then asavana training. Same thing you have to do 1001 times. Lucky enough, for the last 30, 40 years, I see so much of people now, slowly, slowly, it is very difficult task, slowly, slowly, they are adjusting themselves. Just in their meditation by having discussion like this and just do the same thing again and again without expecting results. No supply and demand theory. You are humbly practice. Then whether you know these theories what I try to explain or not, mindfulness will take care. The classic example is the artificial intelligence, they don't have that aspect, that balancing. So they don't have ethical responsibility. They can be harmful to the person, they can harmful to the science, they can be harmful to the world. Popularity. So I gave a talk in Geneva, how mindfulness can balance and lead artificial intelligence. I am an idiot. I don't know what does it mean by artificial intelligence. I have very little knowledge, but I told artificial intelligence is basically due to mindfulness. All the artificial intelligence people claim they are mindful, but they are not balancing with the ethical part, moral restraint, I mean morality. So then they are doing something brilliant, but superhuman, but global warming, pollution, and ecosystem arrogance increasing. So therefore, we are leading our discussion into very, very fascinating area. So we have to take time and adjust ourselves and do it with the proper mindset. That's the term. That is what we call Sammadhi. Thank you.
Thank you, Swaminanda. Are there any questions or comments? I think we have a question, Swaminanda, or a comment.
Dhamma Vasudha raised the question, are you happy?
Excuse me, Swaminanda, what did you say?
Dhamma Vasudha raised the question.
Yes,
quite
happy.
Quite answered satisfactorily. Thank you.
Any comment?
Just a moment, Swaminanda. We're having some technical problems. Just a moment, Swaminanda. Okay, go ahead. We have a question.
Yeah,
we have another question or comment, Swaminanda.
Bhante, am I audible?
Yes. Good. Speak up.
Bhante, when are you coming to Nisarana, Bhante? This is Somasundaram from Chennai, Tamil Nadu.
It is not clear from this side. You have to speak louder, please.
Bhante, this is Somasundaram from Chennai, Tamil Nadu. Am I audible?
I can hear. No clarity. Please repeat anyway. My may catch.
Okay. Bhante, this is Somasundaram from Tamil Nadu, Chennai.
This uh-huh. It's Soma.
Soma, yes, Bhante.
Yeah. So Bhante. You are talking Indian English. So you have to talk Sinhala English or American English.
Bhante, any possibility of your arrival here to Nisarana in this week?
Yeah. Welcome.
Okay.
So, your question?
I don't have a question. I have a summary for this last 8 months of this sati practice. Can I tell, share it?
Yeah.
Last May, from last May, this sati practice, it's really helpful in the way of working in the in the personal life also in the last almost 10 months. So it's almost 10-14 years I was looking for that kind of meditation. But after attending this session last May, it is really helpful. The gap which was there in the last 14 years during the, not only in the meditation time, which we called around half an hour in the morning and in the evening. So the practice, we did it here. So that was really helpful throughout the day. Earlier, it was only the meditation time, there would be a blissful time. Then after that, when we go to the normal routine life, it was kind of gaps and repulsive actions, which was actually it will happen. But right now in the changes it is happened, whenever things are happening, there is with the mindfulness, it is we are able to tackle it. So that is really helpful, Bhante. That's why I wanted to share it.
Yeah, that is so far in the discussion, what we discussed was the conceit, the concentration, that kind of thing. So when the concentration happened, the faith and the serenity, one-pointedness happened. So many people take it very religiously, taken it as a philosophically good thing. Yes, it is good for the mind. But it is an addiction. So instead the mindfulness is telling, now you are too much of concentration and you are maybe lethargic, lack of energy. So therefore, why don't you balance it? So concentration will not be happy. Because concentration, it is keep on continuing addiction-like. So that is like artificial intelligence. That theory-wise, intelligence-wise, you are okay. But you are not responsible about the ethical part. Moral part. So therefore, you have to give some time. So that is why the discussion, that is why the participation with other practicing people, then it will give a kind of a balance, kind of a reconsideration. That's a very essential. That is the part lacking. When there is no Buddha's dispensation, all the people are in darkness. But lucky we have now, so we have to develop it and catalyze it and mobilize it and then put our experience and let others also share and expose. They are that exposure itself giving a placebo effect, your humbleness, your contribution. And that in that sense, the people are different. Some people consider this as private and confidential. They don't like openly discussing. Even a Dhamma Vijita was not like now earlier. He was very concealed. Now he is somewhat in the social life and he is talking and leading, and that is because of Dhamma. It is not Dhamma Vijita's nature. So everyone must evolve. For the evolution, the exposure is very important. And at the time we go to the concentration way. At the time we are going with the energy way. And mindfulness is like a CCTV camera, is recording. And once in a way, give interpretations, this is what it happens. So, season-wise, we have some bias situation. Food-wise, type of food we are eating, we have some bias. And some natural inheritance, kamaja shakti, we have. And chittaja shakti, the way of mindset we have. So these are variables, but variables are beyond our control. So therefore, in a discussion, understanding the factors which are beyond our control is a concession. That's the Buddha is telling. Buddha says it is knowing this no agenda, it is beyond control, but understanding they are beyond our control and they are responsible, it's a solace. It's a kind of a relief. It's a kind of a maturity you accept. Yes, that is the way. In the discussion, we can see others' viewpoints. That is how we get confirmation, reiteration. And we can compare it with the suttas. So we are welcome to Sri Lanka. Thank you very much for your sharing of your views.
Thank you, Bhante.
And America, and our next president also will be Indian. And it was a failure. It was a failure in UK.
We hope so. Thank you, Bhante.
Amma Vijita, be careful.
I don't want to be president.
No, no, Indian will be a president. You have to surrender.
Oh, okay. Good, good.
Swaminanse, as a matter of interest, someone would like to know whether you would be able to conduct Kamatana tomorrow via Zoom or, you know, over the internet. Will that be possible?
Tomorrow, what is the forum? Who is organizing?
I'm not sure.
You?
No, not me. Not me. So basically the question is whether you will be able to conduct Kamatana from wherever you are.
I can organize because Shivali is here. Just like this, at 7:30, I can have a session through Zoom.
Oh, okay. Happy to know that. Thank you.
Can you facilitate? Can you let others know?
We are going to have
interviews.
Yeah. At what time? What time?
Yeah, same time, 7:30 to 9:30.
7:30. Okay.
Please gather together in the same place, same time, and Zoom. So we have to organize it. I will inform Shivali is in close by.
Okay, I believe it has been heard tomorrow.
Dhammagupta or anyone in the control room, or otherwise Dhamma Vijita can facilitate it.
Let's see, tomorrow at 7:30, are you available tomorrow, Dhammagupta? You are? Yes, Dhammagupta is available tomorrow at 7:30, Bhante.
Perfect, yeah. Take care and ask others to come, those who wish to participate and present the interview reports. I am speaking from Anuradhapura, and that is a completely fresh new meditation center which is having enough room for 10 monks. For the moment, we have 5 monks observing Vasa and 25 or 26 bedroom beds for the lay people and about 3 acres. And nowadays, full sunlight here, and very close to the project, the Venerable Singharaja developed 6 acres of forest, and another 3 acres offered very close by. Tomorrow, day after, I will visit that. That's also another 3 acres is a barren land, and another 15 acres we got in beyond Anuradhapura, and that is also now prepared for afforestation. I am participating them within these 3 months. I invite each of you come and visit us so that you can see the ancient town Anuradhapura Mihintale. The 12 acres is beyond Mihintale also, and have a nice time here. It's a very bright, very dry, reddish brown earth, flat land.
Thank you, Swaminanta. Swaminanta, would you like to continue the discussion or?
Yes, we have time if there are no other comments.
Okay, are there any comments coming from Zoom?
Mr. Bhante, no, nothing from this side.
Whenever the Vimala Buddhi has mentioned, I was an amazing Dhamma discussion at the trail that we are the most fortunate. I met Father Sunil Veerakoda yesterday along with Hiranta. Father is visiting me in this morning too. Maybe Vimala Buddhi is online, but no other comment. No, we have no way.
Okay, Swaminath. I did think I could share. You've already, Swaminanda, you've been speaking about balancing the practice, and I noticed that there is a sutta that is related to developing concentration, and it's Mahachatarisaka Sutta, the Great 40. So I went through that sutta, and it was very interesting how each factor of the path of the Eightfold Path builds and culminates in concentration, and then knowledge, and then to liberation. And it's a very good way of looking at the Eightfold Path and talking about some of the things that you're talking about, how to balance energy and concentration. And so I just thought I'd share that it's Majjhima Nikaya Sutta 117, if anybody would like to use that as a way to see of how to balance the practice and how sila supports wisdom, and how wisdom and concentration interact and so forth. That's all I had to share.
Yeah, we have discussed this, and I think we have published a book also in Sinhala, Mahachattarisa Sutta. It is giving some kind of a traditional, non-traditional, radical way of presenting Sammaditya and kind of thing. Good that you mentioned it.
What is that book, Swaminansa?
Please ask Chandratana Hamduru or someone. Mahachattarisaka Sutta, we did it. We did the sermon for 10 talks or more. And hopefully we have published the book also in Sinhala. Many books are there on talks.
Okay. Thank you, Swaminansa. Doesn't look like we have any more questions or comments here, Swaminansa. Shall we wrap up the session?
Now it is 9:28. But we can take another 10 minutes or so if you have time.
Okay.
I am ready to read a little more.
Okay. I had one other thing I found about concentration was that this is from something I found from Analio Bhikkhu. Just a moment. I think I found it here. Concentration arises because of the development of calmness and lack of distraction. As part of the causal sequence leading to concentration, the awakening factor of tranquility, pasaddhi, leads to a happy state of mind, which in turn facilitates concentration. I just wondered, what would you say about that, Swaminansa?
Not concentration as an individual isolated factor. You have to see it from the system point of view, contextual point of view. And that is how, whenever we are considering faith, energy, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom, they have individual characteristics also. But mindfulness is the evenly suspended attention, non-judgmental character. All the others are pulling into their own side. So that one must understand specifically mendicants. And Analio, Venerable Analio, is in a good position in that. Because he had a lot of contacts with Venerable Katupurunde, Jnananda, and he has read Matarsi Jnanarama, and we also had a very nice open discussion. So therefore, don't isolate concentration out of the context. Then it can be misleading. It may be leading as if like, but
yes.
it is leading to paralytic situation, because it's cut off energy. Specifically in a situation like Nisarnavane, a lot of shadow, a lot of shade, a lot of rain. And under such circumstances, the concentration may lead into more lethargic and the sick body and mind. So therefore, don't take concentration out of the context. Consider it from the vipassana point of view.
Yes, and mindfulness is the one factor of the awakening factors that doesn't kind of isolate itself. It is always awake and aware, whereas concentration could pull us into lethargic and cut off in our mind.
Yeah, so therefore, always report to someone so the other person can look into that.
Yes.
Or you have to refer to the mindfulness.
Yes.
So that mindfulness will give a evenly suspended attention. And then without concentration, path is very rugged. Path become very smooth and soft in concentration. But too much concentration also not so good. So balancing is the important part.
Yes, and mindfulness is the one that balances things.
Yeah, but the mindfulness balancing, and when it is going to further, it is coupling with the clear comprehension and leading to the correct view, correct mindset. And that is the evolution in the individual mind. That evolution is the one stuck in this present day modernization and all the other facilities. It is pulling the mind into the sensuous world and the sexual world. But when this is happening, you are getting higher order satisfaction, superhuman satisfaction, but it is happening not overnight. It is happening in the dhammata, that is a chain of action. So you have to be patient and to be mindful. Good.
Yes, thank you, Swaminanda. I think that's all we have today, Swaminanda.
Good. So then we will wind up this situation.